Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Election campaigning kicks off. A new strain of bird flu and ground incursion launched in Lebanon. Good morning. This is Bella and Sophie with your 8 a.m. Zlines. In local news, the new Brisbane Underground CBD station will for now be known as Albert Street Station. Leading public transport advocate Robert Dow pushed for the station to be named Meanjin, which is the First Nation's name often used for the land on which Brisbane was built. This suggestion gained a lot of support. However, with consultations with traditional owners, it was realized that there was many differences in opinion on how the place name should be spelt and pronounced. Transport and Main Roads Minister Bart Mellish said, quote, "It is important we do not rush into any decision until we have clarity around the spelling." Discussions with the Brisbane community also showed support for renaming Central Station to Anzac Square.
The state election campaign has officially begun today, with Queenslanders going to the polls to vote on the 26th of October. Premier Stephen Miles is visiting Government House this morning to formally call the election. With the introduction of 50-cent fares, Labor has garnered some support, however the party are polling at or below 30% on primaries. Labor's vote hasn't been this low since the 1950s, where they only won 7 seats in Parliament. The opposition will need to win 12 seats for a majority, and most polls suggest a swing to the LNP will mean an over 20-seat majority.
In national news, Aboriginal Interpreting Western Australia paid tribute to Joshua Warnock following a coronial inquest into his 2010 death. Kirikura man Gene Gibson was wrongfully convicted of killing Mr. Warnock. Corruption and Crime Commission report criticized the police investigation, finding that Mr. Gibson was not provided a qualified interpreter, which in turn may have impacted the results of the findings. Miss Bishop, Warnock's mother, remarked that there is still a long way to go to ensure Aboriginal and non-English-speaking people are afforded their rights.
Just as Australia recovers from its worst bird flu outbreak, experts are warning of the arrival of a more invasive strain of the virus. The H5N1 strain has destroyed bird and mammal species across every continent except Australia, and several wildlife bodies have expressed that Australia is ill-prepared for when it does reach us. Between May and July of this year, almost 2 million chickens died across Australia, which caused egg shortages and strain on local farmers. With predictions that this new strain will be even more detrimental to Australia's wildlife and threatened species, Federal Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek has called for a meeting to address the ecological consequences of the H5N1 virus.
Israel has told the US it plans to launch a limited ground incursion into Lebanon. The operation will be smaller than its last war against Hezbollah in 2006 and would focus on border security, said by anonymous US official. The international community urges Israel to exercise restraint. Foreign policy chiefs from the UN and the EU appeal to Israel to avoid a ground incursion.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.